I can't give away all the details yet, but we'll have a concert for the community, as well as some other concert opportunities that the kids will get to show off their abilities.
Anna, I guess the question comes up here, too, along the lines, you know, getting started, as you called it, a new session, and then getting ready for the performance schedule. What are some of the different things that you work on here in addition to the actual music in order, especially for those younger kids for whom this might be their very first time being involved in a choir?
Right. Some of the things that we work on are rhythmic and melodic tuning, learning a little bit about how music is made up. While we don't talk about it a whole lot, everybody in what we would consider the Western part of the world is used to a scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And if I leave it there, everybody wants to finish it with no.
Right.
And your ears have been trained, whether you know it or not, to want to complete that, and that's what sounds normal and good to your ears. So we fine-tune that, the ability to sing whole steps and half steps and other intervals, along with a real sense of community, a sense of belonging. We all know that kids and adults, we all want to belong somewhere and have a sense of friendship and family, and we hope that the Emporia Children's Choir offers another opportunity for kids to be involved and to find a community where they participate and feel welcomed.
A couple of questions here, Anna. Is there any cost for the kids to get involved, and how often do you rehearse?
We rehearse once a week from August 26th to October 3rd. So it's not a very long commitment. We rehearse Tuesdays from 6 to 6:45 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church here in Emporia. And as far as it's 4th through 8th grade, and it doesn't matter where you live. If you can drive here and make it to rehearsal, then you are welcome to join us. And there is no cost associated. I know other choirs that offer sessions in other cities, you can pay upwards of $300 a session to be part. We're very fortunate to be able to offer this free of charge. And what I feel and believe is a real asset to our community.
Yes,
indeed. You know, another thing that comes up too here, Anna, is, you know, the lessons that are provided in being in a choir aside from just music, and kind of a value-added approach that kids get in being involved in a choir that they might possibly not get with other extracurricular activities.
Absolutely. The feeling of community, along with learning things such as poise, performance decorum, interrelational skills with their peers, as well as those for whom they perform.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Anna, again, remind us here, you mentioned here about the sessions. How do people get involved with the sessions, and where is your first practice? When and where is your first practice going to be?
Yes. So you can contact me at 620-481-6287 or annaryan333@gmail.com, and we'll get your child signed up. And our first session is August 22nd, a week from today. We rehearse on Tuesdays from 6 to 6:45 p.m. Up through October 3rd, and we rehearse at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 1508 West 12th Street, Emporia.
Well, Anna, thanks for all you're doing here, and we appreciate your time as always.
It's a joy to be on air today and to speak with both of you.
Have a great day, Anna.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, Anna Ryan, Emporia Children's Choir. They're doing a great job with that. And as Anna mentioned, they're volunteering their time because this is free free for the kids.
Yeah, and a wonderful opportunity here for kids. Again, 4th through 8th grade now, kind of expanding that. Want to let you know that we do still have Friday's Newsmaker spot open, but tomorrow we'll be chatting with Gina Sheevy as we discuss the next Front Porch Jams of Lyon County, which will be Friday night. And Thursday, we'll have a late preview of Flint Hills Beef Fest with organizer Danny Broyles.
And we'll be cooking burgers at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, we will.
Free to you, you, and you, and you, and you, starting at 11 o'clock. And you'll be able to devour those inside the Boyer building. So they do have some air conditioning out there available. Not for us cooking, but we'll get that taken care of for you beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And you mentioned Front Porch Jams.
Yes, sir.
We'll be raising money for UST 252's Honor Flight Program at 890 Road L. And that's Bob and Brenda Redeker.
Okay.
Who are doing the hosting this weekend. And they have a great lineup. And Gina Sheevy will be with us tomorrow morning to explain in detail about Front Porch Jams this Friday night. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 728, 57 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The W.S. and E.C. Jones Breast Care Center at Newman Regional Health offers a program.